Lion's Square.
Makes you sense. What's around?
Hello, my name is Sandra, and I would like to welcome you to this episode of the Blind Square podcast. You probably know that Blind Square doesn't have turn-by-turn navigation, but you can use it in conjunction with other navigation apps. In the previous podcast, I showed you how you can use Blind Square together with Google Maps, and today I will show you how Blind Square and Apple Maps can be used together. First, I will show you which settings to check to make sure that Apple Maps actually speaks the turn-by-turn directions. Then, I will start a navigation from within Blind Square to a point in my vicinity. And last but not least, I will show you how to simulate a route. So that means that even if you're not at the start point of the route, you can enter it through Blind Square into Apple Maps to look at it before you travel. And after that, you can listen to a recording of Alan walking this route. Apple Maps is free because it is installed on every iOS device. It can give turn-by-turn directions, and you can start it from Blind Square. Before we start, we first have to check the Apple Maps settings. So I open the Settings app on my iPhone.
Settings. Double tap to open. Settings.
And I look for maps.
Notification. Do not general. Display. Walk sound. Touch it. Privacy. iCloud. iTunes. Mail. Notes. Reminder. Phone. Messages. FaceTime. Maps. Button.
And open it.
Maps. Settings. Back button. Maps. Heading. Navigation voice volume. Heading. No voice.
Okay, and you should check that this is not set to no voice.
Low volume.
We have low volume.
Normal volume. Selected. Loud volume.
And loud volume. And this is what I have selected because it works best for me.
Distances. Heading. In miles.
You can obviously change that too if you like.
Selected. In kilometers.
And I set it to kilometers because I'm in Europe. We don't need to change any other setting here, so I can leave settings and open Blind Square. Again, I'm using the beta version, but it will behave exactly as your version behaves.
BS beta. BS beta. Search. Button. Double tap to perform a search.
Now I will go to my places, to the My Places list, and use the same point that I used in the last podcast about Google Maps to show you how you can launch Apple Maps from within Blind Square.
My Places. Search. Mad Burger's Press. My Places. Found two places within radius of 50 meters. Back post. Lotto. Doctor. Gunther. 490 meters at 5 o'clock. Doctor.
50 meters Gunther, at 4 o'clock.
480 meters at 9 o'clock.
You passed post box.
I will now double tap and hold.
Doctor. Gunther. 470 meters. Alert. Select action. Doctor. Gunther. Start tracking. Button. Plan a route. Button.
Plan a route is the option that will show me all the navigation apps that are installed on my device.
Alert. Select navigation app. Maps. Button.
And I want maps, so I double tap this.
Share places.
Dr. Gunner is selected as a destination. Starting navigation application Apple Maps.
Maps. Directions. Start location. Text field. Is editing.
Apple Maps has now been launched by Blind Square, and the voiceover focus is placed in an edit box where I could enter my start location. So if I didn't have Blind Square, I could enter another location than the one that I'm currently at, and then I could look at the route. But for now, we want to use our current location. And this is something you always have to do when you use Blind Square like this. You now find the current location button and double tap it. That will copy your current location into the start location edit box. I flick right now to find the button.
Swap directions. Button. End location. 52. Current location.
And this is a button, although it doesn't say it. I double tap current location.
End location. Text field. Is editing. 52. What?
and this places the VoiceOver focus into the end location edit box. But Blind Square has already copied the GPS coordinates of our destination there, so we don't need to do anything here. So everything is set up now. I can find the route button, which is in the top right corner of the screen.
40% route button.
I double tap.
Current location, Wilder Rathenor Strasse 14.
And now it tells us our current location. Now we have to check that we get the walking route. So I make a four-finger tap at the top of the screen. So the voiceover focus is placed there. And then I flick right.
Snarsliver Strasse left. Route origin. Current location. Alternative route. 8 minutes. Walking route. Selected. Active route. 2 minutes. Automobile route. Use the rotor to access point.
So we've seen that is a driving route, which we don't want.
Clear. To Snarsliver Strasse. Share. Selected. Drive. Button. 1 of 3.
And if I flick on, I find the drive button, which is selected.
Walk. Button. 2 of 3.
And
apps. Button.
And
3 of 3.
I probably could use other apps here. But I want the walking route.
Walk. Button. 2 of 3.
So I double tap here.
Selected. Walk. 2 of 3. 8 minute. View as list. Button. Tracking. Oh. View as list. Button.
We will have a look at the view as list button later.
Tracking. Off. Button.
Here's the tracking.
Change tracking options.
Button. There are 3 options. 1 is off.
Selected. Tracking. On.
1 is on and the other is the third.
Selected. Tracking. On with heading. Button.
On with heading.
Change tracking options.
I will turn it off again.
Tracking. Off.
On with headings means that Apple Maps will tell you intersections and some points of interest, although I don't really know how it selects the point of interest it announces. And I found that the intersection announcement doesn't work quite as well for me as that of Blind Square. It works fine if the streets intersecting are just 2 streets, but if you've got more than 2, then it only announces 2 of them. So I personally don't like using it because I get better intersection announcement from Blind Square. Okay, let's see how we can start the route.
Start. Button.
Okay, I double tap the start button and then I should hear the first announcement.
List set.
Starting route. Proceed to Wilder Rathenor Strasse, then in 200 meters, take a left on Magdeburger Strasse.
Sleep mode on.
That was our first announcement and Blind Square has gone into sleep mode because we've not moved. And now I would like to show you something else. And you've only got to do this once. So when you use Apple Maps the first time, you should check this. The problem is that if you select walking route, then it often thinks that you don't want turn-by-turn directions, spoken turn-by-turn directions. So you have to tell it separately that you want them. And to do that, you've got to find the voice button. And to be able to do that, you've got to double tap somewhere on the map. And then
navigation voice button. Navigation voice button.
And then touch the bottom right corner of the screen.
Use the rotor to access point 7.
Yeah, if you're not fast enough, it disappears. So I double tap the map again. And touch the voice button.
Navigation voice button.
Navigation voice.
Navigation voice heading.
And check that it's turned on.
Done. Button. Navigation voice. Low normal volume. Selected. Loud volume.
So here, loud volume is selected, but that is because I have used maps before. But if you use this the first time, then you should check that this is turned on, because for some reason it saves it separately for driving and walking. And if you access the setting through settings, then you only change the driving directions voice.
Done. Button. Overview. Current location. What?
This basically is how you start navigation, and now I will show you how you can simulate a route before you travel. The route that we're going to look at is the same that we used in the Google Maps podcast. Ellen has been kind enough to walk the same route again, this time with Apple Maps. So you can hear what the Apple Maps announcements actually sound like and how they're different from the Google Maps announcements. Alan has sent me the points that he uses, so I go to my places and find them.
Arts and Entertainment. Shared Places. Search My Places. Search. Home. Gloversville. 6,123 kilometers at 6 o'clock.
That's the destination and...
Home. Gloversville. 34 Almond Street. 6,123 kilometers at 5 o'clock.
And that's our start.
Swipe up or down to select a custom action. Then double tap to activate.
That means I have to simulate this point. I double tap and hold.
Alert. Select action. 34 Almond Street. Start tracking. Plan a route. Show on map. But simulate this location. Button.
And simulate this location is the right option.
My place simulated is. Location search. Is 6,123 kilometers northwest of the current location.
Now the background noise that you hear tells you that simulation mode is on. And now we'll look for Alan's destination.
Other. Button. Search my places.
I go again search. To my places.
My places. Search. My places. Sorted by popularity. My places. 34 Almond Street. About 0 meters. Sorted by distance. Head 34 Almond Street. About 0 meters. Home. Gloversville. 210 meters at 3 o'clock.
And that's...
Swipe up or down to select a custom action. Then double tap to activate.
This is our destination, and I double tap to open the place summary screen.
Home, Gloversville, 210 meters, at 3 o'clock.
And find the plan route button.
Start tracking, favorite, address, edit, home, edit, start plan a route button.
Here it is, but as you can see, tapping and holding and finding it through the menu can be faster. Okay, I double tap.
Alert. Select navigation app.
Now I again select maps.
Google Maps button.
No.
Select navigation app.
The wrong maps.
Google Maps button.
This is the maps that we need.
Shared places.
Home. Gloversville is selected as a destination. Starting navigation application Apple Maps.
Now maps. Apple Maps current is started. Location.
Shows more info. Loading. Use the rotor to access points of interest. Settings. Button. Start. Button.
And now Blind Square has already entered the start and the destination. So we immediately are on the second screen that we saw. That's the one where you choose if you want walking directions or driving directions.
Adirondack Park Preserve. So
let's look at the screen in a bit more detail.
Route origin. Adirondack Park Preserve. Shows more info. Use the rotor to access points of interest.
This is the first item on the screen, and I flick right now.
Adirondack Park Preserve. Selected. Active route. 2 minutes. Automobile route.
Okay.
Use the rotor to access points of interest.
We can see that this is the automobile route.
Alternative route. 4 minutes. Walking route. Double tap to select the alternative route. Use the rotor to access points of interest. Apple Saint. East-West. Monroe Saint. North-South.
And these are the streets now.
Start.
I
button.
Touch the bottom of the screen and find the start button.
Start. Button.
The start button is directly above the home button.
Tracking. Off. View as list. Button. 2 minutes, 277 meters. Apps. But walk. Button. 2 of 3.
And I flick left now, and I will double tap walk now because this is what I want because Ellen is going to walk.
Selected. Walk. 2 of 3.
Okay, now we've got a walking route. And now I'm going to touch the start button again.
Start. Button.
And now flick left.
Tracking. Off.
This is the tracking button that I explained earlier. And...
View as list. Button.
Now there's a button, view as list. And I will double tap this now because this lets us see what kind of directions we will get when we actually do walk the route.
Adirondack Park Preserve.
I'm on the first screen element now, which is where we start.
Done. Button.
There's a done button that I can double tap when I've finished looking at the route beforehand.
4 minutes.
Now it tells us how long we need.
Route overview. 277 meters. Adirondack Park Preserve. 34 Almond Saint. Gloversville. NY. 12078. More info. Adirondack Park. Walk 26 meters then. Take a right on Woodward Ave.
Okay, this is a first direction.
Walk 177 meters then. Take a left on S. Kingsborough Ave.
And that's the directions we'll be hearing on the recording that Alan has made, only that he has set his device to feet, so the directions we'll be hearing will be in feet.
Hello, this is Alan Robbins. I'm going to take you on a short walk using the Apple Maps, demonstrating the turn-by-turn directions that Sandra has been discussing in the podcast.
Starting Route 2, 49 South Kingsborough Avenue. Head south on Ammon Street, then take a right on Woodward Avenue.
Okay, we are set.
Take a right on Woodward Avenue, then in 600 feet, take a left on South Kingsborough Avenue.
Okay, there's our first direction, and we're probably 60, maybe 70 feet from the corner. Okay, we are now at the corner. Sounds all clear. Okay, we're now across the street. Hopefully the wind does not make too much background noise, as it's very windy today. I do have a wind shield over the top of the recorder, but I don't know, it's pretty windy. One other thing I did fail to mention is I am using a 5S with iOS 7.2. I have not taken the plunge yet to update to iOS 8 due to the number of accessibility bugs.
Take a left on South Kingsborough Avenue, then in 250 feet, the destination is on your left.
And there is our second direction. Only going to be two turns in this demonstration, just so you can kind of get an idea of how this is going to work. A few feet here, we'll be at the corner. Okay, car just came around the corner. I seem to have great timing with that. Okay, again, we're across the street. Probably won't hear any further direction at this point till we get to our destination, which is probably about 200 feet, yeah. Okay, we did make it to the destination, and that should give you just a brief overview of what it sounds like and using the Apple Maps for turn-by-turn direction. Thanks.
Thank you, Alan. I'm really glad he's helped me with these podcasts, because otherwise I would have had to make the recordings myself, which would have meant there would have been strange German street names in the recording, and I think this way it's much neater. So again, thank you. Of course, I have edited Alan's recording, so you didn't have to listen to all of the walk, which was about 7 minutes. But I did not edit the parts where we heard an announcement until Alan arrived at the point that was announced. So for example, when a turn was announced, I didn't edit until Alan said that he had arrived there. I hope that gives you an idea of how correct the distances are that Apple Maps announces. I have to add that although Alan is using maps of iOS 7.2, my part of the podcast has been made with Maps iOS 8 point... anyway, it's the latest iOS release at the end of November 2014. So the screen is different a bit, but the announcements are the same. You may have noticed that there wasn't any blind square in Alan's recording. Again, this was on purpose because we wanted you to be able to hear what Apple Maps does so you can compare it to Google Maps. And if blind square had been running, it would have announced the street intersections. But we thought that it would be better if just one app talked at you and so you can compare them better. You may have noticed some difference. If you've listened to the Google Maps podcast, you might remember that the announcements weren't as detailed. So you would just hear something like turn right or turn left into blah, blah, blah street. But here you hear turn left into street X. And then in 200 feet, turn right into street Z. So you hear not only the next direction, but also what you will have to do afterwards. And I think this can be very helpful, especially for blind travelers. Now, imagine that we're on the left side of a street, and the direction that we get is turn left, and in 200 feet, turn right. Then we know that after we have turned left, we will probably have to cross the street in order to be able to turn right again. And I think that can be very useful to know because if while walking your 200 feet, you see an opportunity to cross the streets, either maybe traffic lights or a zebra crossing, then you can use that to get to the other side. Whereas if you only hear turn right when you're actually at the turn, then you first have to find a good place to cross the street and then cross it and then turn right. So the Apple Maps announcements are actually better for blind travelers. Unfortunately, that doesn't mean that the directions are always equally good. I've seen instances where my Google Maps route was a lot shorter than my Apple Maps route. And that was because Apple Maps didn't really care that I had set it to pedestrian mode. And there was a one-way street on my route, and it wanted to send me the same way that cars could be driving. But of course, as I'm a pedestrian, I also can walk both directions in a one-way street. So it's always good to look at both apps. I've shown you how you can look at routes before you travel in both apps, in both podcasts. And sometimes it might be better to use Google Maps because it somehow sometimes seems to have better directions. But if the routes are similar, I would go for Apple Maps because it has better announcements. My example with the one-way street was just somewhere in Munich. You could try both apps on familiar routes and then see how well they perform in your particular area. To find both the start and the destination of the routes used in this podcast, I always used my places list. I found the points there and then started navigation. But you can find your start and destination also through the other means that Blind Square offers. That could be text search or category search. I just used the My Places list because I have saved my points there and because it was the quickest way for me to demonstrate this in the podcast, but you can use any other method that is available in Blind Square to find a point. I hope you found this podcast helpful to get started with Apple Maps. I think especially the Apple Maps interface can be a bit confusing sometimes, and maybe now you'll have an easier time using it. If you want to get in touch, you can write to support@blindsquare.com or follow us on Twitter. That is @blindsquaregps, and blindsquaregps is just one word. Or you can go to www.blindsquare.com/help and find instructions how to subscribe to the Blind Square mailing list if you want to talk with other Blind Square users and get help from them. Thanks for listening to this episode. I hope you've enjoyed it. Bye-bye for now.
Makes you sense. What's around?